Vishakha Jaya Lalita Vishakha Lalita Vishakha Jaya Lalita Vishakha Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Srinachi Gopal Jaya Srinachi Gopal Srinachi Gopal Jaya Srinachi Gopal Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada हरे कृष्णा Whatever knowledge I have acquired, mostly I have acquired by hearing from devotees of Shri Radha Gopinath. And because there are so many legends and great Vaishnavas who stay here and led by Paramahams Vaishnava, Shri Radhanath Maharaj. And that is I have learned so much from Shri Radhanath Maharaj and all of you wonderful devotees. And that is I am very nervous sitting here because my teachers are sitting here. I am a student today. We have taken a role reversal. So that is, I am very nervous to be to sit here in this very exalted seat where so many great Vaishnavas, Paramahamsa Vaishnavas, Mahabhagavatas, they have delivered such potent, heart-transforming Harikatha. And that is, it's a very, very exalted seat. So I was, when Baldev Prabhuji, when he proposed that I should come here and speak, my legs were shaking, my heart was sinking at that time. But he very lovingly invited, so I could not say no. But yes, let me confess that... I feel very nervous, but since it is a service, so I'll try my level best to do my service. And in between, you will find some anecdotes. You will see that this is from Gaur Gopal Prabhu, this is from Radha Gopinath Prabhu, this is from Gaurang Prabhu. Don't feel astonished because this is where I take my supply. So it will remind you my lecture. In between, you will be reminded of some of the Vaishnavas of your own temple. So that is, I'm very, very fortunate. And I would also like to pay my gratitude to all the devotees of Shri Radha Gopinath because in ISKCON very valuable contribution especially in the form of substance is given by devotees of Shri Radha Gopinath. We require both the form as well as substance. So form is increasing, so many temples are manifesting, but without substance the form cannot be sustained. So form is getting sustained because of the substance, and substance is coming primarily in my opinion from Shri Shri Radha Gopinath temple and the devotees who are staying here and who are contributing, and all the devotees who are staying anywhere across the globe, they are hearing the lectures of the devotees of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath, and in this way they are feeling nourished. So that is, I see that it's a great contribution by Shri Shri Radha Gopinath temple devotees. And once in Delhi we were sitting together and we were analyzing the seven purposes of ISKCON, and we concluded that in all the seven purposes, number one temple is Shri Shri Radha Gopinath temple. All the seven purposes. Earlier on six purposes, it was number one. Seventh, which was like farm community, Sharanagati Farms was there in Florida. But after Govardhan Eco Village has manifested, so now in all the seven purposes, we see that ISKCON, Chopati, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath temple, they are contributing so nicely and it's very, very inspirational. And I would like to share just one of my realizations whenever I come to Mumbai. You may find it a little weird, but I would like to share. I'm just sharing, so in case you find weird, but I'm just sharing. Whenever I come to Mumbai, I feel this place is very special because I sense the grace of Shri Radhanath Maharaj across Mumbai. Even when I look at a mall, I say, oh, this is such a lucky mall. It is standing in a place where Shri Radhanath Maharaj breathes, Shri Radhanath Maharaj walks, Shri Radhanath Maharaj speaks. It is such a great place. This mall is so lucky. When I see some, even jhopadi also, when I see these jhopadis are so lucky, they are in the land where Shri Radhanath Maharaj speaks, Shri Radhanath Maharaj walks, and Shri Radhanath Maharaj breathes. So that is, whatever I see in this place in Mumbai, I feel that the grace of Shri Radhanath Maharaj is permeating everywhere. So I feel the presence of Maharaj everywhere in Mumbai, across Mumbai, all across. I know you may find it quite different. Usually people speak about this, about the Lord. We feel the presence of the Lord everywhere. But when I come to Mumbai especially, I feel presence of Shri Radhanath Maharaj everywhere. And whatever building I look at, whatever people I look at, I see them so fortunate that they are staying in a place where Shri Radhanath Maharaj, he stays, he walks, he breathes, he talks. This very amazing. So that way is coming to Mumbai is very sweet. In fact, when I got down from the train and I saw the coolie, I saw even coolie as very lucky. He's so fortunate. He's in Mumbai. Mumbai is a very special place because there is Shri Radhanath Maharaj. And I'm very grateful to Maharaj. Maharaj is one of my foremost Shiksha Gurus. And Maharaj, whatever love I have for Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the credit goes to Shri Radhanath Maharaj. When I heard the lectures series of Shri Radhanath Maharaj on Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and with such love, in such detail, with such clarity of Siddhanta, with, and all the pastimes, whatever have been written by the Acharya, so beautifully Maharaj narrates. And after hearing that, I developed some attraction for Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But whatever love I have for Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever attraction I have, the credit goes to my foremost Shiksha Guru, Shri Radhanath Maharaj. And I seek his blessings. Of course, I have never met him personally. I could never talk to him. But meri mohabbat thodi dur dur hai kargi hai, dur dur se unko niharne wali hi hai, kya karun? But yes, he is amazing. Really, Maharaj is amazing. So that is, I am here. I am feeling very, very fortunate. In fact, Prabhuji invited me for Prerna Festival. Tab to mera bahut hi bura haal ho gaya tha ki ab main kya karunga? Because I have heard Prerna Festivals and the standard of Prerna Festival is very exalted. Very, very exalted. So I denied. Ye to mana karne ka banta hai. You know, I can't spoil the dignity of the Prerna Festival. I should not do that. But for Bhagavatam lecture, yeah, and I chose Tuesday because Tuesday itni janta janardan bhi nahi hoti hai, to chalte hain Tuesday chale jalte hain, Mangalwar ko chalte hain. But I am here, I am very, very fortunate. Thank you for giving me a chance to be here. And all of you are great Vaishnavas, and I seek your blessings, and I am always inspired by all of you. All of you. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna. So today we are going to discuss from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is 11th canto, chapter 13, chapter entitled The Hansavatar Answers Questions, and verse number 24.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Actually, I wanted to introduce him before, but he already introduced him himself. It's like, you know, you show everyone, you know, this is sun, you know, you can see the sun. Everyone knows the sun. So Amoghila Prabhu is known by everyone. He is everywhere, and especially nowadays he is everywhere on the WhatsApp. Defending is gone. I met Amoghila Prabhu many, many times, especially in Mayapur, but I had an opportunity to go with Shadbhuj Prabhu for book distribution marathon in December last year. And then I really saw him very closely. Amazing devotee, because he is loved by everyone in New Delhi, because he comes less in Mumbai, so now we know less of him. He comes more often in Mumbai, comes to Chopati, everyone loves Chopati also. So Amoghila Prabhu is a very, very senior devotee. He is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, very, very close to Maharaj. In fact, he takes his inspiration from His Grace Mohan Roop Prabhu, who is the president of ISKCON, New Delhi, East of Kailash. And seeing his wonderful humility, his dedication to Prabhupada, there's a new project coming up in Delhi, NCR, that is called as Dwarka. And the entire project, Gopal Krishna Maharaj called and told Prabhuji that he should take care of that project. So currently he's taking care of that project and he's building a massive big temple and he's trying his best. 21 crore, how much Prabhuji?
120 crores.
120 crores. So anyways, so Amoghila Prabhu is he's the vice president of ISKCON Dwarka Temple in Delhi. Prabhuji is B.Tech from Delhi University, Computer Science. He's also a co-faculty in the IIM Ahmedabad for teaching principles in ethics and morality in leadership. is the director of ISKCON Forum in Dwarka. Also, he is a co-director and corporate trainer for VSERV, and he has given many corporate seminars in companies like Max New York, Life, Imami, Nestle, Maruti, Holland Tractors, etc. He is a content writer for many, many spiritual syllabus books which Delhi Temple prints out. He is a co-director and script writer for Vaikuntha Players, a spiritual drama group. And he is a lifestyle coach for families, corporate, youth and children. And he is very famous on YouTube and WhatsApp. So thank you, Amoglila, for Prabhu, for extending yourself and coming here. We are very happy that you are here. And we also extend our invitation that whenever you come to Mumbai, please come and visit us and give your association. Let us welcome His Grace Amoglila Prabhu to our temple by loudly chanting three times.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Rupaji. Thank you so much for this loving welcome. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So this is verse number 24. Manasa vachasa drishtaya grihantanye priyendriyaye Grihanteyair priyendriyai Ahameva namaha uttunyat Ahameva namattunyat Iti buddhyatva manjasa Manasa vachasa drishtaya Grihantanya priyendriyai Ahameva namattunyat Iti buddhyadva manjasa Manasa vachasa drishtaya Grihantanyapi indriyai Ahameva namattunyat Iti buddhyadva manjasa Mataji's, Vaishnavi's? Okay. Word meaning and translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, right? Yeah, 11th canto. Yes. So, word meaning translation purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Word meaning. Manasa, by the mind. Vachasa, by speech. Drishtaya, by sight. Grihate is perceived and thus accepted. Anyai by others. Api even. Indriyai senses. Aham I. Eva indeed. Na not. Matta besides me. Anyat anything else. Iti thus, buddhyadvam, you should all understand. Anjasa, by straightforward analysis of the facts. Translation. Within the world, within this world, whatever is perceived by the mind, speech, eyes or other senses is me alone and nothing besides me. All of you please understand this by a straightforward analysis of the facts. Purport. Lord Krishna has already explained that if the sages consider all living entities to be the same, or if they consider the living entity to be the same as his body, then their question, "Who are you?" is inappropriate. Now the Lord refutes the conception that he is a supreme God far beyond and different from everything within this world. Modern agnostic philosophers preach that God created the world and then retired or went away. According to them, God has no tangible connection with this world, nor does he interfere in human affairs. Ultimately, they claim God is so great that he cannot be known. Therefore, no one should waste time trying to understand God. To refute such foolish ideas, the Lord here explains that since everything is the expansion of his potency, he is not different from anything. Nothing can exist separately from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus, everything shares in Lord's nature, although some manifestations are superior and others inferior. The Lord is testing the intelligence of the sages by pointing out various contradictions in their questions. Even if Lord is supreme, he is not different from his creation. Therefore, what is the meaning of the question, "Who are you?" We can clearly see that Lord is paving the way for a deep discussion of spiritual knowledge. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamnitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lita Shri Vishakhan Vitascha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanti Radha Kanti Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripadam Hammande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramanam Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna. Very, very beautiful words, which talks about that within this world, whatever is perceived by the mind, speech, eyes or other senses is me alone and nothing besides me. All of you please understand this by straightforward analysis of the facts. So Srila Prabhupada is highlighting one philosopher who is known as Frederick Nietzsche. He used to say that God created this world in 6 days and then he became so tired that he died. God died. So God is dead, undersigned Nietzsche. So this is what he used to say. So when he met with an accident, he left his body on his grave. In the graveyard it was mentioned, Nietzsche is dead, undersigned God. So there are people, they want, either they believe in existence of God or they have the reasons to justify that there is no God. I saw one slogan on the t-shirt. It mentioned, "I was an atheist till I realized ... that I am God. God will exist. If I am God, then God exists. If I am not God, then God does not exist." So these kind of philosophers are there. And Srila Prabhupada is highlighting Frederick Nietzsche in his purport. Like there was one philosopher, he said, Krishna is black, black is unknown, so Krishna is unknown. And when disciples, the devotees, they told Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada said, if for him Krishna is unknown, why is he commenting on Krishna? For him Krishna is unknown. But to us, Krishna is known, so people should come to us, we will educate about Krishna. So people have this kind of weird philosophies, which according to them is the ultimate fact, but that's not the truth. In fact, there was one Mataji, she came to our ISKCON temple, and she had darshan of Rukmini Dwarkadish in Dwarka, and she said, this person should be worshipped. This is the person who else should be worshipped apart from he is the one. So I was very astonished. Even I never had such a realization that Krishna should be worshipped, yes, but she had very strong conviction that yes, Krishna should be worshipped. So I asked Mataji, Mataji, why you have such deep conviction that Krishna should be worshipped? She said, Jitne dukh isne dekhe hain, utne kisi ne nahi dekhe. Bahut dukh dekhe hain isne. Paida hua, maa se bichhad gaya bichara. Paida kisi aur ne kiya, dhyan kisi aur ne rakha. To aur mama itna bura hai iska. Bahut bura tha iska mama bichara. तो बचपन से इसको बड़े संघर्ष का सामना करना पड़ा, बड़ा दुख हुई जी, और जिससे प्यार किया शादी उससे हो नहीं पाई, तो बेचारी की लव स्टोरी भी अधूरी रह गई, चुरा चुरा के खाता था बेचारा, तो बड़ा दुखमय जीवन है। तो इसके दुख को देख के लगता है कि हमारा दुख तो कुछ भी नहीं है, तो इसकी तो पूजा बनती है। सो पीपल हैव सच वियर्ड आइडियाज अबाउट द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड श्री प्रभुपाद इन द प्रपोर्ट ही हाईलाइट्स अबाउट द एग्नोस्टिक्स। Once I went to the one management institute and there I was delivering lecture, but there was no response. I was trying my public speaking skills, all animations, everything. And the topic was, does God really exist? But no, there was no response. So I asked, okay, who believes in existence of God? Nobody raised their hand. Okay, who does not believe? 70% raised their hand. Kare, my God, the audience. But 30% I thought that, okay, they may be God believers. Okay, you 30%, you believe in existence of God? They said, we are agnostics. Okay, so this was a class of atheists and agnostics, and they were not responding, ki kaun aage, kahan se aage, kahan se nikal ke aaye. And somehow because of the education system, it is like that. Education system, it systematically, it programs us or deprograms us to make us believe that there is no God. If somebody asks a child, from where comes the milk? We'll say from mother dairy, not the cow. Because this is what they have seen. So the entire environment, especially in the cities, it forces us to get convinced about the artificiality of life and how we are going away from the Lord. In fact, in Bhagavatam, many analogies people are not able to understand, those who are staying in cities, because we are away from nature. Many of the analogies, when a certain philosophical concept is explained through an analogy, it is difficult to understand, reason being, we are away from nature. Some of the flowers, some of the preparations which are there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, inconceivable. Kati, ye kya banaya hoga ye? Kya banaya hoga? So that way, going away from natural way of life, it makes us get convinced. And among different kind of philosophers, there are also class of philosophers who believe that Prakriti is God. There is no God separately in control. This Prakriti is God. And Prakriti is automatic. And they give analogy of the cow as well. They say, just like the cow is automatic. If you feed cow with some grass, automatically the grass gets converted into milk, and no external intervention is required to convert the grass into milk. So that is just like cow is automatic, similarly Prakriti is automatic. The sun is rising, the sun is setting, plants are growing, and it is all automatic. So to such a philosopher, if somebody may ask, oh, a cow gives milk when the grass is being fed to the cow, and cow gives milk. If we feed grass to the bull, will the bull also give milk? No. How can bull give milk? Why? How come cow gives milk? No, because cow is made like that. Because cow is made like that. And that's why when we feed cow some grass, that's why the grass gets converted into milk. This is who made the cow like this? Then they become speechless. So even something is automatic, somebody is there to make it automatic. So Prakriti appears to be very automatic. Yes, it is automatic. But somebody has programmed it so that it behaves in an automatic fashion. So that is, these kind of philosophies are there. Prakriti is God. Prakriti sab kuch hai. Prakriti. There was one parable I read somewhere. It was about the twin brothers. They are in the womb of the mother, and they are discussing, is there life after delivery? So one child said, I don't think there is life after delivery. Ab yahan par jo hai bas yahi hai, you know, from the umbilical cord we are getting nourishment. The other brother said, maybe, you know, outside here there is darkness, outside there will be bright life, brighter life. And this is everything. Outside, what life? This is everything. This is when we go outside, who will maintain us? Maybe mother will maintain us. So the first child said, who has seen the mother? Can you see the mother? Mother is everywhere. Where is mother? There is mother. Here is mother. Where is mother? There is no mother, Baba. There is no mother. Where is mother? Can you see mother? Of course, maybe, you know, when we are outside, then we can see her face to face. Then we will get to see the mother. I don't think so, man. Come on. This is mythological. Your concepts are mythological. Then you will, when you go outside, you will get to see mother face to face. Where is mother, Baba? There is no mother. So it is very much like this, that we are in this creation and Lord is present everywhere. His presence is to be felt, is to be realized. But those who are immature or spiritually they are not so realized, they see it as matter. But factually speaking, Lord is also everywhere. He is omnipresent. No? So once Akbar, he asked the ministers, he said, is there something which I can do but God cannot do? Now, the question would have been other way around, that is there something which God can do but I cannot do? There are many things. But this time the question is, what is that which I can do but God cannot do? So ministers were thinking, what can be the answer? So Birbal, he said, Jhapana, there is one thing which you can do but God cannot do. If somebody does not listen to you, you can expel that person from your samrajya, from your kingdom. But God cannot do that. Because whatever exists is the srishti of the Lord. Lord cannot say, get out of my srishti. Wherever he would be thrown out of the srishti, that is also Lord's srishti. So that means Lord cannot do this. You can expel someone from your kingdom because your kingdom is limited. But because God's kingdom is unlimited, and that's why he cannot expel someone from his kingdom. Nikal jaye yahan se, dabao jaye yahan se. He cannot do that. So Lord is there, and his kingdom is there, his srishti is there, and we can realize his presence in the srishti. How? Just like Srila Prabhupada, he gives the example. He used to make us realize the presence of the Lord in various instances. He made us understand. Just like once, he pointed towards the sun. He said, can you see that? To the disciples, to the devotees. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada. What can you see? He said, Srila Prabhupada, that's the sun. Srila Prabhupada said, that's the sun. The sun and the moon, these are the eyes of the Lord. Said, these are the eyes of the Lord. And then the devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, then why can't we see the nose, the lips, the whisk, the ears, the other part of the Lord? He said, Srila Prabhupada said, just like in darkness, we are only able to see the eyes of the cat. We are not able to see the rest of the body parts of the cat. Similarly, because we are in the darkness of ignorance, that's why we are not able to see the other body parts. But that, they also exist. They also exist. Once I was, first time when I read the Bhagavad Gita, so there it was mentioned, Krishna says, I am the taste of water. And I was thinking, water is neither sour nor sweet nor salty. Krishna says, I am the taste of water. What kind of taste? So once I returned from the college, I was very thirsty and I drank a glass of water. At that time I recalled this verse that yes, how Krishna is that nectar which we realize when we are thirsty. Yeah. So that is, in this world we can always feel the presence of Krishna if we are trained like that. Srila Prabhupada could feel the presence of Krishna in anywhere, anything. He could realize that yes, there is Krishna. Once Srila Prabhupada was there in the airport with his disciples, and one disciple was looking at the air hostess. And air hostess was very beautiful, and air hostess, they wear designer clothes. And so he was looking at the air hostess with his jaw dropped. So Srila Prabhupada saw him, that he was looking at the air hostess. And he saw that Srila Prabhupada has caught him, that he was looking at the air hostess. And he became very nervous. But Guru rangi haath pakde aur to bahut hi sharam ki baat hai. To Srila Prabhupada aaye unke paas. Srila Prabhupada ne kaha, she is beautiful, right? He became more ashamed. Srila Prabhupada said, if the creation is so beautiful, how beautiful the creator would be. immediately all the passion and the lust that was melted down. Once was one devotee, he asked the spiritual master, he said, Gurudev, I feel very lusty when I look at the opposite gender. I feel very lusty. What should I do? But I can't avoid because we are living in society. So how to counter this attraction for the opposite gender? So the spiritual master said, whenever you have this attraction towards the opposite gender and you are pulled by this attraction, at that time just feel that the very life of this attraction is Krishna. Because whatever exists, the life of very life is Krishna. So even that attraction is because of Krishna. Just start feeling that. And this devotee started feeling this, that whenever he would feel attracted, and then would say, this attraction is because of Krishna. This attraction, very attraction is Krishna himself. He would start feeling that. And then he could feel that the passion got diffused gradually. So when we see things without the presence of Krishna, then things are very entangling. But when we see the world by seeing the presence of Krishna in everything, then the world is not entangling. Because Krishna and Maya would always be there. Like Sri Radhanath Maharaj says, till the last breath, in one ear Krishna would be whispering, in one ear Maya would be whispering. It is our choice whom we listen to. And always we are to check Krishna, 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 Krishna. In the words of Gaurav Gopal Prabhuji, in this way we make our choice muscles very strong. We have to make our choice muscles very strong by always choosing Krishna, 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 always. There would be a temptation to choose Maya because Maya says, I am more beautiful than Krishna. I am more beautiful than him. I will give you more pleasure than Krishna. So you should choose me. But you should always choose Krishna. In life always there are two ways. One is the right one and the one is the alluring one. But you should never go by the alluring one. Always choosing Krishna, the right one. In this way we make our choice muscles very strong. So seeing Krishna through the creation, that is very important. Once somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, everything is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world in the material world. It's a perverted reflection. So are there mosquitoes in the spiritual world? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, there are mosquitoes in the spiritual world. But they sing Hare Krishna. They don't bite and suck your blood. Here they come. That's mosquitoes of the material world. But in the spiritual world, they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, but people commit suicide in the material world. So is there a suicide in the spiritual world also? Srila Prabhupada said, yes. When Mayavadis, when they want to become one with the Brahma Jyoti, that's a spiritual suicide. So perverted reflection is suicide when people commit suicide in this world. So yes, it is there. Of course, for some of the questions, you would say, when you go back home, there you see. When somebody asks, how can Krishna be blue and Radharani be golden? How can this kind of complexion be there? Srila Prabhupada said, this only you can realize when you will go back home, back to Godhead. I cannot explain it to you. For some of the questions, he would answer like this. But because he is from spiritual world, so he would give some of the description. In spiritual world, it is like this, it is like that. So that way, so Lord's presence can be appreciated when we go by oneness and difference both. Achintya Bheda Ved. Like in this verse, in this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada highlights the oneness because in the verse it is highlighted. But oneness and difference both exist. Just by oneness, Lord's greatness cannot be established. For example, there are five mangoes. And somebody says, which one is the king of among them? Mango, all one. So supremacy cannot be established that mango is the king of the fruits. When case they all are different, say mango, milk, palak and helicopter, which is supreme. There are absolutely distinct. So when things are absolutely distinct, then also supremacy cannot be established. If everything is one, then also supremacy cannot be established. So oneness and difference, then supremacy can be established. For example, there are strawberries, mangoes, grapes, watermelon. Then we can say, okay, phalon ka raja aam. So oneness should also be there. In terms of all of them are fruits. And then among them, the king is mango. So by oneness and difference, achintya bheda ved, tattva siddhant, then the ultimate reality can be realized. And that's why we see that other philosophies, there is vad. Whether it is Vishishta Advaitvad or Dvaita Advaitvad or Shuddha Advaitvad, but there is always vad. But in Mahaprabhu's philosophy, there is no vad. It is siddhant, most conclusive. most conclusive. So oneness and difference establishes Krishna's supremacy. Once Srila Prabhupada, he was sitting with devotees, and three devotees were there. So Srila Prabhupada asked, how many devotees are there in this room? How many living entities are there in this room? So one devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, four. We three. Three plus one, four. Srila Prabhupada went to the next one. Okay, you tell how many living entities are there in this room. He was very excited. He said, Srila Prabhupada, eight. Soul, super soul, source, super soul, soul, super soul, soul, super soul. Two multiplied by four, eight. Okay, third one. What is your opinion? How many living entities are here? He said, Srila Prabhupada, five. Achha. Let's go to the first one. Why you said four? Srila Prabhupada, four. Four. Second one. Srila Prabhupada, eight, because there is soul and there is super soul. Eight. Srila Prabhupada said, both of you are wrong. Achha. He is right. If five. Five. How come we are five? So then this devotee said, super soul is one. He appears to be many. Just like, and then he quoted the analogy of Srila Prabhupada, just like in all the balls, if there is water, in all the balls we can see sun's reflection. There is sun in all the balls, but there is one sun. Similarly, Paramatma, the super soul, is one. He appears to be many. In this way, 4 plus 1, 5. So he is there, permeating everywhere, yet he is one. So that means oneness and difference is a way we can realize the greatness of the Supreme Lord. That is the way we can understand. So here in this verse it is mentioned that through the senses, through the mind, through the speech, Krishna is to be realized. And the highest realization of this particular fact is being experienced by Srimati Radharani. When Srimati Radharani was there with the gopis and Chitra. Chitra is expert in making paintings. So Chitra made a very beautiful painting of Krishna. And then Srimati Radharani said, such a beautiful painting. Whosoever this person is, my heart belongs to this person. Achha. And then afterwards there was very melodious flute sound coming from Krishna's flute. And then Srimati Radharani, when she heard this melodious sound, she said, whosoever this person who is playing this flute, my heart belongs to him. Now Srimati Radharani said, I have become characterless. My heart belongs to now two persons, two men. If a lady has given her heart to two men, characterless. So, since I have lost my character, I have given my heart to two men, I should commit suicide. I am going to Yamuna, I will commit suicide. But then Krishna also passed by with the cowherd boys and the cows and the calves. And when she looked at Krishna, Krishna's back was there on Srimati Radhani's side. She said, such a beautiful person. Whosoever this person is, my heart belongs to him. And then Srimati Radharani said, now I must commit suicide. Now my heart has gone to three men. If a woman has given her heart to three men, characterless, I am characterless, I have charitrahin, I'll go and commit suicide. And then Chitra said, hey Radhe, the painting, the flute sound, the person who played the flute, and the person who was herding the cows, is Krishna. So one same person. So your heart belongs to one same person. So need not worry. So Srimati Radharani, wherever she looks, she only looks Krishna's presence. And that is the greatness which she possesses. You know, like that. So that means wherever we see, of course Krishna's presence can be felt. Like there is saying that beauty lies in the eyes of beholder. So if we have mascara or kajal or whatever, of Kamanjana, then we cannot see Krishna. But if there is Premanjana, then we can feel Krishna's presence everywhere, anywhere. And that's what Srila Prabhupada used to say when he was in USA. That even though I am here in America, but my heart lies in Radha Damodar and Vrindavan. So he was always in Vrindavan. He was always in Vrindavan. So even though the Lord is present everywhere, yet at the same time, the Lord is having his personal feature, his personal dealings with the devotees. He does that. He personally protects the devotees. He will nourish them. He guides them. He's there. Like one of our Acharya, he says that when somebody reaches a platform of Nishtha, then his Ishtadev takes the role of super soul. Otherwise, super soul is there. Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, Paramatma, Janardhan. But when somebody has become very much attached in bhajan, in chanting the holy name, then his Ishtadev takes up the role of the super soul. And Lord has got these personal exchanges with the devotees. And we see Srila Prabhupada also. Even though he was across the globe 14 times, but yet he would have personal dealings with the devotees. when he was in Kumbh Mela, so some devotees, they went to Kumbh Mela and there was one tantric and he would make everyone chant, "Hey Kapali, chant Hey Kapali, Hey Kapali, chant Hey Kapali," and they were doing Hey Kapali, Hey Kapali. So two devotees were also there and they mocked with the person. They said, "You also chant Hey Kapali." So devotee said, "Hey Kapali, Hey Kapali, hey, don't make fun of me." And then, "Hey Kapali, Hey Kapali." And because he was a tantric, he said, "Jai Kali Kalkatya Ali Tera Vachana Jai Kali, Hey Kapali." And one of the disciples became crippled, fell there. Udusra, the disciple ran, and he went to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, such a Hey Kapali tantric, he did Hey Kapali, and that devotee, crippled, fell there. Srila Prabhupada said, "Call that tantric, I will meet him. I will see that Hey Kapali tantric. Call him." And then that devotee went with another devotee, picked that devotee from Kumbh Mela. So tantric came to the door. And Srila Prabhupada was getting massaged by another disciple. Said, "Swamiji, can I come?" Srila Prabhupada said, "Yeah, come." So this Kapali tantric came. He said, "I came to know that, you know, you felt offended that your disciple got crippled. But actually, you know, I didn't want to do that, but he was making fun of me." And then Srila Prabhupada took some flowers, they were placed next to Srila Prabhupada. He threw them on the Hey Kapali tantric. And Hey Kapali tantric became crippled. He fell. And devotees had never seen such an incarnation of Srila Prabhupada. "Hey, tantrik to ye to ho gaya, Hey Kapali ho gaya bichare ka. Ye to bichara pada hua hai niche." Srila Prabhupada said, "How dare he touch my disciple? How dare he?" And then disciple said, "Srila Prabhupada, will he remain like this?" Srila Prabhupada said, "In couple of hours he will be okay. But he should be punished. Reason being, he touched my disciple that way." Personal dealings. So he would protect his devotees as well. When Srila Prabhupada, during in 1977, when he was in Palki, in Palanquin, so one devotee gave charanamrita to Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada saw some boil here. Srila Prabhupada said, "What?" So a devotee said, "There is one boil here, got some infection." So Srila Prabhupada asked the Malkrishna Maharaj for 2 rupee note. On 2 rupee note, he wrote the medicine's name. He said, "In 2 rupees, you'll get that medicine." And in this way, he would have personal dealings with the devotees. So that phase, we see that even, so Lord and his devotees both, we see that even though their presence can be felt everywhere, they are working in multifarious functions, but yet there are personal dealings, personal exchanges as well. Like we see in the case of Srila Prabhupada. So through the senses, through the mind, we should ultimately, Lord's presence can be felt everywhere. And when we see Lord's presence everywhere, then the passion, the ignorance, which is the entangling nature of the material world, it diffuses. And in this way, in this world, one can stay, but one can stay as Jivan Mukta. One will not be entangled. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any comment or any question, Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
I have been hearing lots of lectures of yours in YouTube and other places. Specifically, I get lots of inspiration by seeing your enthusiasm. In many of the lectures, most of the lectures rather, you speak on the same spirit with same enthusiasm of Krishna consciousness. So sometimes I am asking this question directly, sorry about the, if at all I do any aparad. What is that secret of that enthusiasm which I see?
I'm just in mode of passion, that's it. When somebody asked Srila Prabhupada how to be enthusiastic, he said, "Just be enthusiastic." But of course, whatever enthusiasm I have, I think it's mode of passion. But if some purity is there in it, it is because of the grace of the Vaishnavas. Just because of their merciful glance is falling upon me. That's why. Otherwise, my chanting, I'm a pathetic chanter. I cannot say, you know, because I do such intense chanting, that's why there is enthusiasm. No, I am a pathetic chanter. In terms of understanding of Shastra, I am very poor. So enthusiasm is there because of mercy of Vaishnavas. Because of mercy of Vaishnavas. And I know I cannot become Sadhana Siddh. I can only become Kripa Siddh. somebody can pray for me, somebody can glance upon me, and this way someday I'll become perfect by their mercy. So in case there is enthusiasm, it is mercy of the Vaishnavas. And this is what I see, because there is no secret, you know, I have got some secret to share. In this way you can switch on the enthusiasm plug and you are there. I have no such plug in me. It is just mercy. Main hoon gaay jersey, depending on mercy.
Wonderful. Prabhuji, the second point which I really appreciate about you was that on one side you give very, very high philosophy, very nice Krishna conscious principle. In here also you are speaking very nice Krishna conscious principle, but you are always touching your humility standard, you keep it intact. This gives tremendous attraction. This is what our Guru Maharaj has taught us very clearly.
Actually, I have taken whatever humility, I take inspiration from Srila Radhanath Maharaj, because Maharaj highlights so much on Trinadapi, Suni Chena, Tarorapi, Saishna, always in all the lectures. So this spirit comes from my beloved Shiksha Guru, Srila Radhanath Maharaj. Maharaj is so humble, his hands are always like this. Always, when he pays obeisances, his hands are like this. When he meets someone, he's like this. When he meets some celebrity, he's like this. He's always like this. He's actually humility personified. If humility will take a form, it will be a form resembling Srila Radhanath Maharaj. So, whatever humility I have, there are remnants coming from Srila Radhanath Maharaj.
Thank you. Prabhuji, if by seeing you, the person who has not even met Radhanath Swami is so attached to Radhanath Swami, sometimes we feel very ashamed that we, being with Radhanath Swami, we could not take so much principles and all the principles and all the instructions of Radhanath Maharaj so seriously, that you, who has not even seen Radhanath Maharaj, you had heard Radhanath Maharaj and taken it so seriously, you have to learn a very good lesson from you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Thank you.
All of you are from the inner circle of Maharaj. I am from outside circle. You are from the inner circle of Maharaj. No. So all of you are very fortunate. You are associates of Maharaj. Great. I could not be. But yes, from distance I admire him. But Maharaj has played a very, very vital role in my life. Very, very vital role. The way Maharaj speaks, the way Maharaj deals with everyone is extraordinary. Extraordinary. So I am always anxious to hear pastimes of Maharaj. When devotees are sharing some pastimes of Maharaj, I leave aside everything and just hear about Maharaj. Maharaj is extraordinary. In next 10,000 years, Maharaj would be quoted, Maharaj would be heard, Maharaj would keep inspiring all the devotees for at least 10,000 years. That's my firm faith. I'm very much convinced about this. Maharaj is that kind of personality. Not just for this generation, for 10,000 years, Sri Radhanath Maharaj lectures would be heard, would be quoted, would be copy-pasted. It will happen. People will write commentaries on his lectures. You know, Maharaj wrote such and such thing when he spoke about pure devotional service. Like that. Maharaj is amazing. Amazing. I don't have words. All good words in dictionary, Merriam-Webster's unabridged edition at the lotus feet of Shri Radhanath Maharaj. That's the glorious position of Maharaj. All of you are so fortunate. Yeah. Entire Mumbai is very fortunate. Yes. Any other question? Yes. Or any comment from Vaishnavas? Vraj Bhai, Prabhuji is here. I seek so much inspiration from Prabhuji. I have heard so many lectures of Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Actually, I second everything Anandam Prabhu said, because I have heard your Radhashtami class, I hear your 9th chapter Bhagavad Gita class, and they are very, very sweet. They are much, much more sweeter than today's class, because that is in Hindi. And Hindi and in Hindi it is, you know, it is more and more ecstatic. So we are very inspired by you. Thank you for coming here. And
thank you so much.
And I am personally very inspired by your class. So there is a lot of hope, and as Prabhuji said, lot of, there is life, there is, you know, enthusiasm. And Bhaktivedanta Thakur said that only one way is enthusiasm and life can preach. So thank you very much for coming here. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Ruji. Thank you so much. Actually, in Hindi, I'm more tapori. That's why, you know. And English, I know English, but I'm not very habitual of speaking in English. So that's why, sometimes I struggle to find the words to express myself. But, yeah. Thank you, Ruji. Raji Bhai Prabhuji also is a source of inspiration. You know, like, of course, people say 3G is very famous. But I say we are 3G. Raji Bhai Prabhuji, Radha Gopinath Prabhuji, and then, of course, Gaur Gaur Prabhuji, Govind Prabhuji, Gaurang Prabhuji is there. And all the other Vaishnavas as well. So thank you all very much. I came here and I'm feeling so blessed to be amongst all of you. And whenever I meet devotees, even though I stay away, there is no such close interaction, but yet any time, all the time when I meet devotees, they meet me as if we know each other from years. So wo aap log apnapan hai, aap sabka pyar hai. Thank you so very much. And I'm truly very, very honored to sit here. This is very exalted stage. This Vyasasana especially, this is very, very exalted. And I do not deserve to sit here. But thank you for calling me and letting me glorify Krishna through the words of Srimad Bhagavatam and purports by Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.